And we're still in the introduction to Sefer Shemiras HaLashon. Thank you, Gedalia, for helping us getting a shir in the morning. Now I'm going to try to compete with you. So everything's hope I don't mess anybody up after they got the right shot. Baruch Hashem. Everyone's messed up. So you'll tell me if I have the right shot. So over here it says that there's a chazal that says something scary. In the future, everyone's going to be healed, besides for people who speak Lashon Hara. It says the sun's going to come out, the tzaddikim are going to look at the sun's going to heal them. The people who speak Lashon Hara, they're not going to be healed.
And this is, I think everybody speaks Lashon Hara. We have a problem.
If so, a person's going to be embarrassed forever. Oh, yeah. It says, the Medrash says by Miriam, if Miriam, who she didn't really intend to speak bad about Moshe Rabbeinu, who's her own brother, she even risked her life to save him. Right? She risked her own life to save Moshe Rabbeinu from the water. And she didn't really mean to speak Lashon Hara bad. And when she spoke to Aaron, she was just putting him on the scale with other Nevi'im. She said, why does he have to separate from his wife? He's just a Navi. And still we see how she got punished, she got to rest. All the more so, someone who speaks Lashon Hara bad someone purposely to knock them down, all the more so it has their how great the punishment is. Like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 12, Pasuk 4, Yachritz Hashem, Hashem will cut off, call Sifsei Chalik, all those who smooth talk. All those people say, everything's going to be fine, Hashem's going to cut them off. They get karis, it's not so good to get karis. Usually karis means they'll get cut off forever, they're not going to get, maybe it's amazing, they're going to get karis. So now we understand why, how we started originally. Why someone who speaks Lashon Hara, what does the Pasuk say? One who protects his mouth and his tongue, he's protecting his nefesh from taras. Why? Because a person's nefesh is from the, it comes from the dibur. Right? The Pasuk Shir Shem says, Nafshi yasa b'dabur. Nachum brings it many times. Nafshi yasa b'dabur. Right? My soul comes out in my speech. That's how the soul comes out. So therefore, that's what he says. Someone who protects his shomer pilu shana, someone who protects his mouth and his tongue in this world, he'll protect himself in the next world. And so therefore, it's a very great to Ellis, a great purpose in guarding one's tongue now that they could have, that we could be married to eternal life. Fine, Baruch Hashem, Hashem help us,
Bizecha.
Nafshi yatzaa b'dabiro. Nafshi, yeah, it's a pasuk in Shir Hashir. Nafshi, my soul, yatzah, comes out, midabarah, from my speech. How do you see that? How do you connect with someone? How do you connect with Hashem? With our speech. How do you really connect with someone? Through speech. How do you have a conversation with someone? A speech is what expresses my insights.
Something that's important. I'm far from being excited, and I don't think I'm alone in this world. The problem is, I ensure that once in my life, at least once in my life, I spoke Lashon Hara. I am assuming that most people, unfortunately, are in the same boat. So what does it mean over here? That
means that
all may not
that means, so it's good. So, but that's what should we do if we're all going to be messed up? So it means we should try to do tshuva from now on. Make a new start. Say Hashem, do tshuva. That's what, there's something called tshuva. I think the Torah talks about tshuva. Rav likes to talk about tshuva. Something called tshuva. And anyone who spoke Lashon Hara, but you could do tshuva. When you do tshuva, we do tshuva, that erases our aver.
Ah, okay, I got you. Thank you very much.
I'm not saying it's easy to do tshuva, but we can do tshuva. That's why we talk to Hashem. There's something go to the field, talk to Hashem. There's these foreign ideas, or you could, there's ways to do tshuva. I don't know if you ever heard of such a thing.
What if you have someone who says, yes, this is Lashon Hara, yes, this is Rehilus, and yes, this is Moshe Yisrael Rai, and he does it anyway? I mean, besides bringing these to the table.
Oh, so Baruch Hashem, holy dad, so also we learn Torah. Torah is also a fool.
Oh,
Torah is a fool for everything. As Nachman says, even though it's hard for us to do tshuva, the schus of the Torah can reach down to the deepest places and help us do tshuva.
Amen.
Now we're going to accept Torah now. Go to do tshuva.
19b.
Yeah, hold the good test of phase. Only 19b. The third. We'll start again from Amar Rabbi Yosi. The third wide line. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Amar Rabbi Yechonah. Rabbi Yossi said in the name of Rabbi Yechonah. Ma'aser Shadi, Me'imus Dechayv Rola. Ma'aser Shadi, when are you chayv on this for eating? We know that in our Mishnah. What do you say in our Mishnah? We said that anyone who eats Ma'aser Shadi outside the walls of Yishalayim gets Malkus. Now, how does that work? Automatically, you eat Ma'aser Shadi, you get Malkus? So, Me'imus Dechayv Rola. Correct, but when, for when are you chayv on it? So he says something interesting, which we didn't know until now. Mishara apnei achayma. We're starting with Avram. We're in the third line. We start up at the third wide line. Third wide line.
Fourth.
Now we're up to the fourth line. So again, I'm going to ask you, Rabbi Yechonah. My Sushani, may imus echayim nolah. My Sushani, when are you chayv for eating it? When do you get malchus for eating it outside Yerushalayim? So he comes and says, Mishara apnei achayma. For when it first had to see the walls. First, Ma'aser Shadi had to be inside Yerushalayim. Then you took it out and ate it outside. That's when you get Malkus. And when our Mishnah said you get Malkus for eating it outside, this was the scenario. That you brought it in and then you brought it back out. That's what we see in the Rivan, like in the middle.
And these are the same
claims? Seven lines, no, not.
That was, this Ma'aser Shadi or not?
This is the Zion. This
no, the Chaimus that we see now.
We have no, it's not the same ones.
Huh?
It's not the same ones.
It's built by the Ottoman Empire.
Right, it's built by the Ottoman Empire, speaking of the microsystems. Those we don't have underground, they do excavation, they find the old walls, did not?
But this makes sense because you bring it in, someone warns you, don't take it out and eat it or else you're going to get malchus. And you do it. Well.
Right, then, if you take it out, you got malchus. Correct. Oh, so he's saying.
I have the source to be told that right now.
Okay, fine. If I say we're gonna try to continue, we'll try to flow over here, try to read the Gemara. Two questions in the comments afterwards. So again, what does Rashi say? We have Mishir Pnei Chayma. Mishir Pnei Chayma. Rashi says v'chutz l'chayber demasnisin, and when it says in our Mishnah outside the walls, haydu da'ilei va'afke. This is that you went up and then you went out. So in the Mishnah, we said you get malchus. Is referring specifically to the case of Asi that says that you went first, you went in, and then you went outside. Let's go back into the Gemara. My time. What's the reason that you have to go in and then go back out to get malchus? The Amar Kodesh probably exists. Lefnei Hashem alikacha techalenu. It says you have to eat it in front of Hashem your God, which means you have to eat the Ma'aser Shadi in front of Hashem. Uchsim, and it's written loisucha lechol b'sharecha. You can't eat it in your gates. So how do we understand that? Kol Heicha, everywhere, the Karina Bay, that we read the Pasuk for you, Lefnei Hashem Alekecha Techlenu. Which means you're in the Parsha, you already brought it in, because you went in before Hashem, your God, you went into Yerushalayim Techlenu. Then Karina, then we read on that, that's the Pasuk of Loisucha Lecha B'Sharecha, you're not allowed to eat it in your own gates. For Kol Heicha, everywhere, the like Karina Bay, that we did not read Lefnei Hashem Alekecha Techlenu. Then like Karina, we don't read the Pasuk of Loisucha Lecha B'Sharecha, that you're not allowed to eat it in your gates. So first, you have to go inside, and then go outside to get malchus. Let's see the Rivan. Six lines from the bottom. If with the like arena bay lefnei Hashem alikecha, we did not read it before. Why? The like nisu lefnim, because you didn't bring it inside. So if you did not bring it inside yet, then we're not going to get the lap of taking eating Ma'aser Shadi outside. Now again, yesterday, of course, we asked Tyson's question. So that means a guy can just eat Ma'aser Shadi outside Yerushalayim and it's okay? So Tyson says, of course not. Of course, you just don't get Malkus. Of course, as I say, you're just not going to get Malkus.
What
do you get? You get Asay. It's Isser Asay. You transgress a positive commandment. But the only way to get Malkus is you have to transgress a negative commandment. So you transgress the positive commandment that says you're supposed to eat it in Yerushalayim or redeem it. You didn't do either of them. But in order to get Malkus for eating Ma'aser Shadi outside Yerushalayim, you have to first enter and then exit. Good?
But also, would he have been warned if he ate it outside before entering Yerushalayim?
He got warned. If he's getting Malkus, he got warned.
No, but beforehand, you said before he entered Yerushalayim and he ate it.
Then it's just Asay.
Right,
you don't get Malkus. You don't have to be warned. You get Asay. You transgress the mitzvah of positive commandment. You have to be warned to get. You got to say automatically. Someone who transgresses the Torah, he transgresses. We're not going to give him lashes, but it's asay. He transgressed a positive commandment. It's good. Fine. comes to mind, it's the question, Meisvei. We have why ask the question. Rabbi Yosi says, Kayin should also be other to Ena. A Kayin that the Ena came to say, it's Tubishva. And he gets a fig, he makes sure it doesn't have bugs somehow. And then he wants to eat this fig, but he didn't think of Trubus the Maestros yet, and he's hungry. So, and he's going to eat this fig. But what does he do? He doesn't want to just eat this fig. So he says the following. Omar, he says the following. Te'ena zu, this te'ena, this fig. Trumasa be'okta. It should be truma on its end. The okta is the stem where it grows from the tree. So a truma should be on the end. Right? Because we're holding at the shita that my sarish, that truma, you have to tell us where it is. It has to be recognizable where it is and where the rest of the fruits are. So truma sa ba'okta. My sarisha, if it's fine, it should be my sarisha in the north part of the fruit, of the fig. My sarisheni odroima, it should be my sarisheni on the south side. Now, vihi shnas my sarisheni. This is going to be a year of shnas my sarisheni. For who be Yerushalayim? And he's in Yerushalayim now. So it's okay if he eats it. Or Meister Ani. It's a year of Meister Ani, which means the first year was Meister Sheni, which means it was the first, second, fourth, or fifth year of the Shemitah cycle.
Third or sixth is Meister Ani.
Mm-hmm. Or it was Meister Ani, so it was the third or sixth year. For who Bikvul, and he is in the borders of the city of Yerushalayim, which means he's not necessarily in Yerushalayim.
When he says it's a Trumas on the stem, does he mean a Trumas Gedola? Does he have to
take Trumas
Gedola for himself?
Yes. That's talking about
Trumas Gedola. Even a Kohen has to take Trumas Gedola.
He's separating it. So should it be
to another Kohen, or can he eat his own Trumas Gedola?
He's supposed to give it to someone, but if he, it could be he could eat it himself, could be Drabani, he should give it to someone else. That's not. But anyway, but over here, so that was the problem. The problem over here was, so we'll see. Fine, so this guy seems to do everything right. He separated. He spoke out and specified in the end to be the Truma. Maaser Ani on the north, Maaser Sheni on the south, or the Maaser Ani. Now, what happens to this guy? This guy's hungry now. So, Akhla, he went and ate it. Now, going to the top of Chavim Adav 20a. Daf 20. So, Akhla, what happens now? If he ate it, yeah. So, Leika Achas. He gets one mahdi. If he gets one malchus, he's going to get one malchus. However, we'll see why. The zar sha'achla, if there's a zar who ate it, like a shtayim, he gets two malchus. Why does he get two malchus? She'ilu b'tchila achla. If you would have ate in the beginning in its stage without separating anything, ate it like ala achas, he wouldn't got malchus. He would have only got one malchus for eating teva. But now that he already separated Truma from it. So now, first of all, he's getting one malchus for eating Truma Gedala. And also for eating Tevel, because it was untied, because he never took off Truma's Meister. So he's getting two Easterim. Therefore, he's getting two Easterim. Good? Fun. Let's see summary fun. Five lines from the bottom. Right, so we have our case here. The Kohen took his fig, and he said that the bottom should be Truma. The right side should be one side, should be Meister, Rishon. The other side should be Meister Shane. Or Meister An. Let's see Rashi. Kohen should also be other to Eina, shall Tevel. So a Kohen that it came to his hand, a Te'ena, which is untied. Va'amrani says, Te'ena do this Te'ena, Truma Ba'okso, should be Truma on its bottom. Which was an okta. Okta means betzad is another, the side of its tail, which means the side of its stem. My sarisha mitzvaina. My sarisha should be betzad safan shala. On the northern side of this fig, it should be considered my sarisha. Who aichaza? Keneged mizra. It sounds like he's holding this fig towards the east. He's holding it towards the east. Sounds like he's even holding it out. And he's saying, the bottom part should be Truma, this part should be Truma. The tough one, this right one side should be Meister Rishon, the other side should be Meister Sheni. That's what he's saying over here. V'chei Meister Midrema. Also he's saying, Meister Sheni should be on the Darim side, on the southern side. So Truma, Akitzasa. Now why did this person have to explain to us where the Truma was? on the Maitreisha Maitreisha Sheni Shvi, right side, left side, Truma, he specified, why does he have to specify that where the Truma has to be exactly on this fig? So the Rifan tells us, because he holds, there's a Machlaikas in Gemara, Mishnais in Demai, if it has to be specified, it has to be clear to me where the Truma is and where everything else is. So he's saying, this Brisa obviously held that it has to be specified where exactly the Truma Gedala is. And you have to see where the Truma is and where the rest, where the part that I caddy, where everything else is. It makes the drasha racious. Racious Truma means you have to see what's the Shirayim, what's the leftovers. You see what's the Truma, you have to be clear to us what's the Truma and what's the part that's going to be that I'm able to eat. It's good? Let's see inside. He's saying Truma books that we're holding now, the fourth line from the bottom of the Rifan. Why does it say where it is on the end? The body racious. He holds that you need ratio. When you take off Truma, ratio, make a drasha, shireha nikarim. The shireha, that the leftover should be recognizable. Which means you should recognize where the rest is, where what's not true is. Therefore, be'inon siyum. Therefore, you need siyum. You need to do it on the end of the fig, so you recognize where the Truma is, where everything else is. Good?
Siyum at the end, or?
Siyum is the end. Siyum, you make a siyum at the end when you finish Misaf Yerusha. Hopefully, we'll one day make a seam.
No, so how are you? Therefore, you need.
They are being on seam. Therefore, you need the end. You need to make the truma on the end of this fig, which we said you're making the truma, but okay, it's by the stem, on the end of it, because since it has to be clear to me which part is a truma, what's everything else. Therefore, we need to hear that the.
Oh, so I was understanding that you need to complete all the other designations. You did the truma, and then you need to complete. You do the seam on the other.
I didn't understand like that, because if you read further also, you see, he's just, the rest of all, he's focusing on the Truma. I didn't understand he's just focusing on Truma, meaning, because that's the whole sheet over here. He's going on Truma, the special halacha in Truma, because everything else you don't have specifically. Right, the Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, you don't know specifically where it is. It's not like he's specifically talking about the Truma, we need to know exactly where it is. But I could check over here, if they say.
Well, it did tell you where the Maaser.
He just said on the right and on the left, didn't he?
Maaser Rishon was on the top phone, the Maaser Sheni was
on the Dara.
You have to recognize it. You Koron, you have to recognize it. The Hilchot, and therefore, you non-sum. That it has to be in the topic of the end.
What do you mean? What therefore, we need it to be in the end. What's that going on? I understand it's going in the Truma. But let me see. One second, let me see over here. Everything. Yeah, they say that's what they say Shadow Yalak. But they're saying that over here, therefore, since we need to understand where everything is, he's saying therefore we need Siyam, which over here they explain Siyam means, they say it means really a Kviyas Makam. You need, I know where Siyam is, say you need everything to be placed, everything should have a place. Even the Truma and the Maaser Rishon, how do you understand Siyam? How do you understand that's what Siyam means? How do you understand what Siyam means? We didn't see him that well.
You need to, just as you designated the Truma by the Kutza, then you need to
finish
all the designations where they all are.
Okay, fine, that's what it means. That's that, yeah, that's good. That same shot like your spark stuff, see? Oh, yeah, Rabbi, what was your question? You wanted to say something? Too high for us. When we're ready, you'll tell us.
The better part, the tastier part of the fruit is the middle. That's the part you're leaving to eat. I guess
so. Oh.
That's selfish.
Could be. Could be, that's the reason.
I understand that where there's more.
Avocado, I wouldn't want to eat the middle.
You wouldn't want to bite into the pit by eating the end.
That's right, but not necessarily.
Fine.
Most cases. Okay, let's continue.
So good. So now, very good. So now he's saying, that's what our time is. Good, correct. So everyone, so Hal Barak was correct. He's saying that that's what it means. The hill coming in is steep. So we need to finish everything off. We have to designate everything on this fruit. I have a high that's not so. Rivan answers the question. Rivan is not almost like Rashi. He's like the other Rishayim. They bring, when they feel they have questions, like blatant questions, they speak them out to us. Rashi just gives us the pshat. He just, Taisus usually deals with all the questions. And here he brings, more like the other Rishayim, he brings the questions. He says, we learned in the Mishnah. This we learned in the Mai Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. That's what Pei Zayin means. Perek Zayin, Mem Dalet means Mishnah Dalet. If you wouldn't know what it is, like you, then we look over here. Five times to down. What does it say? Oh, I have a Mishnah here. Shnei lugin shani asad lahafresh. Right, the two lugin, the two lug that I'm going to eventually separate. Harehin chumim kaimon. It says here they are chumim wherever they are. Meaning, there is a case that says you have a big barrel of wine, and I don't have my chumah scooper. I don't have my ladle to ladle out my lug. I don't have my measuring cup here today. So, but I want to start drinking wine. I'm having a tubish bat party. I want to start drinking wine. And I don't have my thing to separate the trumas and meiser. So what do I do now? I could say, according to this Mishnah, the last two lugin are for truma. You could say, here, I have the Mishnah in front of me. Yaakov brought me the Mishnah. He says over here, Harei truma, vasara are meiser, right? Two lugin are truma. 10 are meiser. 9 are meiser sheni. Then you could drink it. Even though I didn't necessarily separate them, I didn't explain where they are, because in a barrel of wine, it's a little hard to explain exactly where they are in the barrel of wine. I didn't even say that they're on the bottom. I don't know if it makes sense to say they're on the bottom, because it's not going to stay there. It's all going to mix. That's the case over there. Saying over there, he says you're a last. So he answered, that's a different Tana. Arm, Tana, hold, you have to specify exactly where it is. And you can't just say wherever they are in the barrel, it's good enough. It's liquid. It's liquid. You can't do it anywhere. But the other Tana holds in liquid, you can do it. He holds, you don't have to specify. Our Tana holds, you have to specify. The other Tana, you don't have to specify where it is. Therefore, even a liquid, it could work. Like the scientist said, because liquid's going to mix up. You can't do this on liquid. But that's a different Tana. The one who says you can do it on liquid, it's a different Tana. Don't get confused. That's what Rebbe is telling us. So he says, Paligah, that Tana who says you could separate all these things and, like, so to speak, like say where they are in the barrel, that's arguing, Paligah is arguing this. The Loi Ba'i Nikarim, he holds you do not need to be recognized exactly where the Trumas and Maestras are. The Loi Ba'i Rashis, it's good looking inside. The Loi Ba'i Rashis, you don't need that. We don't make the drush a racist shishira and nikram that's leftover should be recognized. Everything should be recognized, whatever is not the true and meister. Good, that's the side point the Rebbe is bringing down. That don't get confused with that Mishnah. You're going to start having questions from the mind. Don't be confused. But getting back to our Mishnah, what happened over here? The person separated everything. The kind separated everything. He said the ena, the true was at the bottom. The meister is here. The meister sheni is over there. Right? And I said, let's say it's the shnas meister sheni. So what does it mean? So the Rivan says the two lines to the bottom. For Isa Shana, that year he Shana Shnia. It would be the second year, for example. Or finally, it says Sheroi. He's for Isa Shana, Sheroi Lita Maiser Sheni. It's a year that is 50 Maiser Sheni, either the first, second, fourth, or fifth year of the Shemitah cycle. Good? And Rehubishtam, who's in Yerushalayim, said, therefore, he didn't do anything wrong by eating the Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. For who, Kshakara Shemus Halalu, Al Oysatain, when he called it these names of that Tain, it was in Yerushalayim. Or Maaser Ani, if let's say it was the third or sixth year of Maaser Ani, and he was big fooling. Oysh, not Maaser Shlishus, it's the Maaser of the third year. For Omar, he says, Maaser Ani would join me, the Maaser Ani should be in the south. For Loyama Maaser Sheni, and he's not saying Maaser Sheni. Who in this scenario, I feel a big fool, even a big fool. Meaning he didn't do anything wrong by eating the Maaser Sheni or the Maaser Ani. That's what we're trying to point out. Whether it's a year of Maaser Sheni that will say the case that he's in Yerushalayim, so he didn't do anything wrong by eating it, correct? And even if he's Maaser, it's a third or sixth year, Maaser Ani is not in Yerushalayim, he could also eat it because there's no malchus for eating Maaser Ani. You're just stealing from the Aniyan. There's no Kedusha like we learned earlier. See, we're learning a lot of it, right? We learned earlier, there's no Kedusha Maaser Ani, right? Therefore, if you eat it, there's no malchus. So your Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani are not making you any problems, correct? Your Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, so you have no issue about the eating. The fact that you ate the Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani is not a problem. Good. Now we're going to go on to Daf Yud Tesvav Beis. So we said Achla. Let's say that we said Achla. If you eat the Kaini, so like Achla, what does the Tapri Fund say? Why do you get one Malkus? Why do you get one Malkus?
Buckle up.
The Loi Hatzia. Midei Teva, it did not take you out of Teva, the Kriyas Shem Zeh, by calling it this name. Because you call the Truma, and it's a Meister. But, so, what's the problem here? The Ka'achal Meister Rishon, you are eating Meister Rishon, HaTavel, the Trumas Meister. You're eating Meister Rishon, which is still Teva in the Trumas Meister. The Ka'ar al-Hadatah, and you're transgressing the law of Tevel.
It's apart from the Levi gives to the Kohen, the 10% the Levi gives 10% to the Kohen.
Correct. So you over here, usually you did the right thing. You separated Truma, beautiful. You separated Meister, you did great.
But the fact he's a Kohen and he's eaten it, isn't he? You don't see that? No. Why is he required?
Because you have to separate it. You have to separate it. You have to separate it. A Kohen can't just eat whatever he wants. He has to separate it.
So he's trying to designate, this is for the Kohen, this percentage, and eat it, and he would have been okay if he would have designated it.
Exactly. Perfect. If, since he already took off separated Truma Gadol and Meister Rishon, if he would have taken off that Meister Rishon 10% and said, this is another 10% of that is Trumas Meister, everything would have been fine, right? But since he didn't do that, so now it still remains Teva. Because even if you're missing one step, it's still considered Teva. So he's going to get one Malkus for eating untied food. Because where was it untied? The fact that Trumas Meister was never given. You gave Truma Gedaila. You gave Meister Rishon. You separated Truma Gedaila. You separated Meister Rishon. But you didn't separate Trumas Meister. Ravam, it's good? When you separated Meister...
Yeah, I looked at it differently.
The what?
Because he ate Truma Meister.
Yeah, but is it the fact that he ate
Truma Meister? It's not so awesome.
Or it's separate Truma
Meister? So Yvonne said it because it's separated.
It's separated. That's the reason for the Mark Coulter is because it's still...
It's still Teva. It's because it's still Teva.
So you separate everything, it's still...
Correct. Your reason wouldn't be... it's clear you did the wrong thing. You didn't do your mitzvah of separating Truma's Meister. But just the fact you ate the Truma from the Meister, you're a Kohen. So you're allowed to eat your Truma's Meister. You didn't do anything legally wrong by eating it. The thing you did wrong was you didn't separate it. And therefore it's still Teva. Good? So you separated Truma. You separated Meister Rishon. You just didn't separate the Truma from the Meister. So therefore it's still Teva. And that's where you get one Malkus. See, that's what the Rebbe is going to talk about. Rebbe, your question right now. Aval Iser Truma, the Iser of Truma, Dika Acha, that he ate the Truma's Meister. What good? There is it over here. The Hakainu, because he's a Kain. So the fact you ate it, there's nothing wrong with eating it. Unihi.
What's that mean?
I say it's true. I think Stephanie, you have a better word for unihi.
Granted.
Granted. Fine, it's better in English. Unihi. Granted. Oh, see, it's good to hear. Granted. I have a Amar Trumas Meister. If he would have said, the middle of it should be Trumas Meister. Let's say he would have said, right? The bottom should be Trumas Gedaila. The right side should be Meister Rishon. The left side Meister Shani. The middle should be Trumas Meister.
Yeah.
If he would have just spoken out, have a matzah, it would have been found for him to eat cooler the whole thing. But why look, he wouldn't get malchus. Midi dahava. Trumas meiser l'koyin. Since it is trumas meiser to a koyin. Anyway, this is that the trumas meiser goes to the koyin. But who koyin? He's the koyin anyway. So he didn't do anything wrong by eating it. The thing he did wrong was he didn't
designate
it. Oh, so therefore you're only getting one malchus so far. If you're eating tevel, it's still tevel because he didn't separate trumas meiser. However, a Meister Rishon, a Meister Sheni, a Meister Rishon, a Meister Sheni, why lucky? You're not going to get Malkus. Duh, because behold, Abelazarim Shar, even to a Yisrael, they're really mutter to eat. Right? Let's say a Yisrael gives Meister Sheni, Meister Rishon to a Levi. And I cut this house. Am I allowed to partake in his two Mishvah party? Yes. Once it has no special Kedusha. So you don't get Malkus for eating Meister Rishon, correct? Or for eating Meister Ani, Meister Rishon, Meister Sheni, or even Meister Ani for sure. Now, there's no Kedusha. Even Meister Rishon, Meister Sheni in Yerushalayim. But even if you're eating Meister Rishon, it's not solely designated for a Levi. You just have to give it to the Levi. Once in the Levi's house, I could eat it. Oh, like Truma, right? Truma, once I give it to a Kohen, I can't eat in his Tuba Shabbat party if he's having a Truma party. That's going to be for Kahanim only. If a Kohen is having a Tuba Shabbat party, all his Trumas and Meisters, with all his fruits that are Truma, I can't eat it. But if it would be a Levi, let's say you got a lot of Trumas Meister, he's making a big party, I could eat by him. So the fact that the Kohen ate Meister, the Meister, there's nothing wrong with eating that. The only issue is that it was Tevel, was never designated to be separated. Fine. So it comes out, a Kohen, what he only did one thing wrong for Malkus. What did he do wrong?
He ate Tevel.
The only thing wrong is he ate Tevel, because untied he didn't think of Trumas Meister, correct? Everything else was legal. Mm-hmm. What did he say as Zar? What did he say? What's the top line? Let's read inside again. Fizar Sha'achlad, a Zar, which means a stranger to Kahuna, a Yisrael who eats it, like a Shtayim, he gets two Malkus. Why does he get two Malkus? One, because it's Tevel. And two, because he ate the Kohen's part. He ate the Truma. So the second thing is, because he ate the Truma.
So the fact is, he didn't designate it, doesn't really come to play. He ate it, or.
He didn't. He designated the truma. It's the same case. He designated the truma.
He designated the truma's meister.
The truma gadol.
Right.
He designated the truma gadol.
Fine.
And therefore, that's one ester because you're eating truma and you're not a kohen.
He's eating the truma gadol, which is one, right?
And the second thing is you're eating tevel because
he did not designate the truma's meister.
Good. Perfect. Exactly. He didn't designate the truma's meister. Now the Gemara says interesting. She'ilu betchila. If he would have eaten it in the beginning and not separated anything, not even separated the shuma gadala, ain't it like alachas? We'll get one malchus for eating teva. So you're worse off by separating and then eating it. So if you're a hungry guy, you're going to eat it anyways. Might as well just eat it without separating. Because once you designated it, right, then you're worse because now you're eating truma and teva. So it's better not to do it at all. You would have only got one. So the kohen is just getting just for teva. And the Yisrael is getting for eating tevel because of my solution and for eating truma. Oh. Truma gadayat. He's in double trouble. Okay. But what do we point out in this price? Huh? What about Meister Sheni? What do we say about Meister Sheni? What do we say in the beginning? What about Meister Sheni?
It's okay.
Why? Because where are you?
In Yerushalayim.
We said in the beginning, the bottom line of Gemara, Vishnas Meister Sheni. Vishnas is in Yerushalayim, so it's okay. And therefore, that's why you're not getting... You're not going to get Malchus. Well, what does that sound like? If you were outside Yerushalayim, you would get Malchus. Even though you didn't go in and out. The Bible doesn't say anything about going in and out. It just sounds like the main thing is you're out. So that's what it says. The reason why you don't get Malchus, the east of Yerushalayim, that's why, because you're in Yerushalayim.
The reason
why you're getting two Malchus
right.
Is the east of Yerushalayim, because you're in Yerushalayim.
Right.
But if you were in the boundary, like a shalit, you would get three malchus. But even though the lava right in front, even though you never were inside first.
So that's a conflict of
what
we
learned.
This is a question on.
Okay.
So this is a question on Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Akiva.
Sorry.
Good.
We didn't get that far. My Karusa and I attacked my Karusa, but we didn't get that far. Ali was going based off of, I learned something else. So I defended my Karusa for jumping
on. So again, we're going to read it again. Taima, the reason why you're getting two malchus and you're not getting malchus from Meister Sheni is the East of Yerushalayim because you're in Yerushalayim. But Habik Vum, but if you're in the boundaries, you're outside Yerushalayim, in the boundaries of Yerushalayim, and you eat the Meister Sheni, like a shal, you're getting three. Right? You get a third malchus from Meister Sheni. Even though the lava red b'nei, even though you did not see the face of the wall.
Question mark.
It doesn't sound like you have to go in. He doesn't say anything about going in and out. Our deduction is, that's our first assumption. So it seems like it's a question. So our answer is very simple. Like it does a lot of time. No, you're wrong. The Ali the Afki. He went up, in, and out.
Right. So my Chavrusa was right, actually.
And you're also right. Fine, you could say the case is you went in and out. However, why then if you find things so simple?
Oh.
So this starts. So who you were back, you were right again. Back again. So it sounds like
that was the answer right there. Right, you gave that answer because we just learned it. Right.
So that's a great. Right. You're right. In a normal Gemara's flow, you're right. That's what the Gemara would answer. You're right. However, the Gemara has another step.
Okay.
So before this next step, let's see the Rivan. Baruch Hashem, at least we're excited about Gemara. Nah. Yeah. How are you guys seeing on? Taima the Meister Sheni Bishalai. So you had a little bit Girsa. He said, a little different, but it's the same shot. The reason is it's Meister Sheni Yerushalayim or Meister Ani Bigvulin. Because you ate the Meister Sheni while you were in Yerushalayim, and if it was the Meister Year of Meister Ani, you were in the boundaries. Ha, Meister Sheni Bigvulin. But if you ate Meister Sheni in the boundaries outside Yerushalayim, like a Shalosh, you get three. And even though it seems like you never went in and out, so it's a question of Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yisrael. The Gemara says, no. The case we're talking about is the Eile Yerushalayim. You went in Yerushalayim. And therefore Rashi explains in different, and the Rebbe explains therefore what happened. The Kara Ola Sheni. And you called it at the name, which means you called it at the name of Meister Sheni. You made it Meister Sheni inside Yerushalayim. That's when this whole story happened. Vahadar, afterwards you went back. Afke, you took it outside. You took it to the outside. Now the Chaz Meister Sheni from the Meister Sheni saw the face of the wall. Helgach, therefore, like a Shosh, you would get three Malkus. As I'm saying, the case is really you went in and then you came out. So that's why you'll get Malkus. Good. Everybody's happy so far?
Yeah,
I'm right. And the Gemara asks, Ihaki, if so, my Lord, what are you telling me? Why do you have to add it to the story this year? Am I Sashenu? You ate it inside Shalayim. If that part of the story, everything was beautiful, right? My Lord, what are you saying? Why? What was the piece of the Braisa of this Mishnah? What's the information it's adding to me? Right? What do you have to tell me? By the way, it was my Sashenu with you in Yerushalayim. You're not like adding or taking away. You're not giving me any, it's not adding any juice to the story. So if it was such a simple case, you went in and it came out, what are you telling it to me for? It must be that it's coming to teach me, even though you never went in, that alone is enough. The fact that it's outside alone is enough of a problem. You get Malchus. That's the Gemara said. I mean, why are they asking me now? If it was such a simple case, you went in and you came back out, why is the Bryce to tell you this was part of the story? Tell you, it was Meister Shani and you were in Yerushalayim. Obviously, I understand that you were outside Yerushalayim. You'd be chai for Meister Shani. So what are you gaining to me by telling me this piece of information?
That it was in Yerushalayim.
That you're in Yerushalayim. Must be to deduct, to say to deduct, that if you were outside Yerushalayim, even though you never went in, you're still chai. Not like, I mean, maybe that's the whole point. You're telling me, by the way, you were in Yerushalayim. Meaning to tell me what?
Then it's okay.
That's okay. That's but okay. The minute you were outside, but if you were outside Yerushalayim,
you get three.
Even though you never went in, that's right. The chiddush. Yeah. Still, you get malchus. Hmm. Now, like Rabbi Yossi, good.
There's still a contradiction back to
question.
Previously,
Rabbi Yossi, it's back again. Because we're saying it must be that's what the price. What was the chiddush of the price stuff? The Gemara says, no, that's not the Chiddush.
No.
The Chiddush is something else. The Gemara says, Hachab, am I asking? And over here, what are we dealing with? You brought it in when it was Teva, and you brought it outside when it was still Teva. Originally, what was the case? We thought the case was, you brought it into Yerushalayim when it was Teva, you separated the Meister Sheni in Yerushalayim, and then you took it out. Right? I say, no, that's not the case. You brought it in when it was Teva, and you took it back out when it was Teva. Still, you have issues. So now let me ask you a question. Should I get Malchus according to Rabbi Yosi Echanan? We said, the only time you get Malchus is if you bring the Meister Sheni into Yerushalayim and then you take it out.
Right.
Let's say I just brought these fruits into Yerushalayim and then took them out.
You didn't make them into Meister Sheni.
I didn't make the Meister Sheni. So then
it would be an extra third one. Still, you only get one.
Oh, that's what you would think. Comes in when I tell you you're wrong. Comes in when it says, the Chiddush is, that what?
Even if you bring
Tevel. Even if the Ayat of Lenu, even though you bring Tevel, we look at it as if you brought the Meister Sheni in already.
Wow.
Because we hold, like the sheets of the Big Machlekes, Matanis Shalohim, with the Matanis, the presence that were not yet separated, can me show home with, it's as if they were, it's similar to as if they were already separated.
Oh.
So your Tevel fruits were looking at X-ray vision, as if Meister Sheni was already taken off. So your Meister Sheni was already in Yerushalayim and it was taken out. Mm-hmm. Even though I never separated yet, and therefore, even when the race is you would get Malchus.
From who is the separate?
Malchus? Would or would not?
How many?
Three.
Right, for the Tevel.
In a case where you actually took
even
it back out.
So just the fact that you took Tevel in and took Tevel out, or consider Tevel out, is that...
And then you ate it,
it already has a status of Meister Sheni.
Correct, and there we go to the case of the Braisa was, the case of the Braisa was a simple case where it was Meister Sheni, and you ate it inside your Shalayim.
Right.
However, what's the chiddush? But if the case was that it was tevel mm-hmm. and you had outside Yerushalayim, even if you brought the tevel in and out, then you would get three malchus. That's the chiddush. I mean, we said, what's the chiddush? What are you trying to add to me by telling me your story that was Meister Sheni in Yerushalayim? It's kind to teach me, but if it was tevel brought in and out of Yerushalayim, and then you ate it outside, then you would get three. That's going to be the chiddush of this rest. That's
it. Tevel, one would be for the
Meister
Truma, and one would be for the Meister Sheni?
Correct. And even though when you brought it in and out, it was still Tevel, and you brought it in and out, it was still Tevel, we're looking at it as if you brought Meister Sheni in and out.
So you get an extra one for Meister Sheni.
Yeah, you can still get the one for Meister Sheni, but we're going to still hold on.
You just said, what's the extra part of the price that's telling us that?
The bottom line that we said, for who's not Meister Sheni, it was the year of Meister Sheni,
right.
And you ate it in Yerushalayim.
Right.
And therefore you're okay.
Right.
So it's telling me, but obviously there's another case.
Okay, so we know already that.
That's simple to me. If it's my Sheni, you don't have to tell me it's my Sheni. I know my Sheni is being Yerushalayim. Obviously, you're okay. So it's coming to we should deduct from there.
That if you didn't eat in Yerushalayim, you would not be okay.
Right, but that's also simple to me. Obviously, right. They weren't on that also.
Right, so the only case could be if he came in and came out.
It's Tevel, because that's also someone. And that's the case of the Chiddush, because I never brought my Sheni in and out. No, it says if you brought my Sheni in and out. Because the present that you're going to take off is already, like, they're already separated in Yerushalayim. Let's try to see some Rivan to finish this piece. Really, the Gemara continues really on to Rav Yossi. We don't like that he holds like this Shita so much. But as of tomorrow, we're going to really try to push to get to the Mishnah with Hashem's help. We're trying to make a move before then we got to start getting into shaving beards and payas.
Oh,
next much exciting.
Exciting. To the
The
idea of it, it was as if it was done. Did we have that idea before?
So I don't think we had Machumas and Maisus yet, as if it was separated as a separate
thing else.
We had such an idea before, yeah. We had such an idea. I don't remember where we had such a thing. Yeah, let's try to see the Rivan so we can continue tomorrow to the Mishnah with Hashem's help. Get to the Mishnah if we can. So Iyach Yimayla Memra. Let's see Rashi Rivan Iyach Yimayla Memra. Right, we're holding 8 lines from the narrow lines. 8 lines down. Iyach Yimayla Memra. The Bishlama Iyamret Meiser Sheni Begvulin Laika Shalosh. If you would tell me Meiser Sheni in the Gvulim gets 3, Aval Gav, even though the Lechazah Pnei Chamin and see the wall, Ashmeinah Tuva, the Chayavan Allah. I would understand very well your chayiv on it. I didn't see the wall. The Ezrach Mesnayim Bishub Diyuka Dida, and therefore you would have to teach it to me because of its diyuk. Habikvulin. Ela'i Amr, but if you tell me with the Ilei the Afke that the case is you brought it in and out, my Lemir, what's the Chiddush? Loyit Shricha, I don't need it. For Lab Diyuka Dida, or its diyuk. The Pshita, it's simple to me. That afilu kain like ala tevel, even a kain gets malchus if he eats tevel. Bezar ala chumaval hamaister sheni chosachayma, which means Rashi learning the whole price was extra. More than I would say, not just the bottom one. The whole thing is extra. You're telling me a kain gets 1 for eating tevel, a zar gets 2 for eating tevel and for eating truma. That I know that already.
Right.
That's all simple to me. Right. So the whole chiddush was for the maister sheni point. That as long as you're in Yerushalayim, you're not going to get Malkus or Meister Sheni. But if you come in and out, even while it's still Tevel, you'll still get Malkus. The Eilu B'Tevel, let's see the next Rashi. Lahi Te'ena of Yerushalayim. You brought this fig into Yerushalayim when it was Tevel. The Kaltu Mechitzas, the Meister Sheni. The walls absorbed it regarding Meister Sheni, like we learned at the beginning, right? That was the whole halacha. The minute you walk in, the walls absorb it and give it to the halacha Meister Sheni. Ha'asid, which in the future you will eventually return, separate Mimana from it. Ukasaber any hold this huge din matanis lehumu kemisherum udamim. The matanis, the presence which were not yet separated, because it's still tevel. Says if it was separated, the dami it's similar. Command the ayal meister sheni ba'in ba'ene. Says if you brought in meister sheni in itself, as mamshas, if you brought in the meister sheni, even though you didn't separate it yet, davalei ra pnechem, which was saw the face of the wolf, the hilchah. Therefore, ki afka, when you take it out, likeolav, you'll get malchus on it. Ukigani, for example, the Afkinami Tivlu, you also took it out when it was Tevel. That's the Sugya Baruch Shem. So hopefully tomorrow we're going to really try to push until get the Mishnah Eska Hashem to help us. We'll try.
Rabbi Dor is not going to be here, but Yosef Dan is coming to speak. He's the Yosef Dan's the Rumcha of Hafatzah. He's the one who's done more Hafatzah than probably anybody else as far as number of books and stuff like that.
Sounds good.
He'll tell you how to do. So they sell hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands.